When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, before we begin this show, I do need to let you know that there's going to be a shift in audio quality. So initially, I was recording this at home, and I had to take my kids to martial arts. So in order for me to take my kids to martial arts and still finish this in a reasonable time frame, I did record from my car, and I don't think the audio quality is bad, but you're definitely going to know that there's a difference. Like, you're it's noticeable for sure. So I do a little bit of news, and that is just like the quality that you're listening to right now. And then when we move into Allison's segments from CES, then the quality is going to change. And again, I don't think it sounds bad. It just doesn't sound like it does on this mic. And I also should say that Allison has a title, and her official title for this podcast, or this, not this episode, but this whole podcast, is Kilowatt Special Correspondent. And I love this. I love this title. I do. I proposed Duchess of EVs, and I was told that that might be too grandiose. So I'm not saying that we should totally throw that idea out. Kilowatt Special Correspondent is still a good title, but I believe the Duchess of EVs is an even better title. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, renewable energy, autonomous driving, and much, much more. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And that, honestly, that sounded really good right there. I will never be able to sound that good again. I should just close up shop. The podcast is over as of today. Nailed it. And you know what? I only messed up one time before this, so all in all, this is either going to be the greatest podcast episode I've ever done, or it's going to be the last podcast episode I've ever done. I don't know which one it will be. We'll see. On today's episode, we are going to talk a little bit of news. No, we don't have a lot of news. There was a, you know, CES last week, and then on Monday here in the United States, we celebrated Martin Luther King Day. And now we're on, now it's Tuesday. We just don't have a whole lot of news as it goes. So we're going to dive into some teeny tiny news stories, and then we're going to move on to the CES interviews and clips that Steve and Allison Sheridan got while they were at CES. And I should tell you, before you listen to this entire podcast, if you want to, you can go to podfeed.com. Click on blogs, and you can see all of the content that Steve and Allison produced while they're at CES. And let me tell you, it is a lot. They had 34 different interviews while they were there. And as you can imagine, that's going to take a while for them to edit it and get everything posted. So your best bet is to go to podfeet.com to stay up to date with everything that Allison and Steve are doing. For this particular content, Allison was in front of the camera and Steve was behind the camera. And he's also doing the editing. And if you've done any sort of content stuff, you know that that's a lot of work. So show your appreciation, download the NozillaCast podcast, and then visit podfeet.com regularly because everything good begins with podfeet.com. Now I need to correct a mistake that I made on last week's episode. I said that the Lindenhurst Harbor Marina, Lindenhurst Marina, was in New Jersey. It is not. It's in Long Island, New York. I apologize to everyone from Long Island. I apologize to no one from New Jersey. Now that I said that, I realize that there's at least one Patreon supporter who listens to this show. Obviously, you're a Patreon supporter who actually lives in New Jersey. I'm still not going to apologize, but I will acknowledge that that was probably foolish. Please don't stop supporting the show. Let's move on to the news. Lucid Motors released their Q4 2023 and end of year 2023 numbers for deliveries and production. So let's go through them real quick. They produced 2,391 vehicles in Q4 2023. That's down 32% year over year. They delivered 1,734 vehicles in Q4 2023, which is down 10%. Now, those numbers might seem bad, but their overall 2023 numbers paint a different picture. They produced 8,428 EVs in 2023, which is up 17%, and they delivered 6,001 EVs in 2023, which is up 37%. So these are not huge numbers. These are not like nobody is looking at these numbers going, oh, that's great. Good job, Lucid. You're really doing it. However, we're seeing improvement. It's going the right direction. It's going up, not down. It's not staying flat. So congratulations to Lucid. Hopefully they'll be able to double, if not triple, these numbers next year. Also, it probably doesn't help that you have cars that, you know, start at roughly $70,000 and go all the way up to $200,000. You're probably not going to sell a lot of those vehicles just in general. So yeah, good job, Lucid. Let's go ahead and move on to our Tesla news. Tesla has adjusted their EPA range numbers for the Model S, Model X, and Model Y. Why did they do this? Well, the EPA changed how range is estimated. So I guess from what I understand, there was two different ways that automakers could calculate estimated range. And the EPA said, look, we need to have a better picture for what these cars are actually doing. So you need to operate it in different modes. You know, some cars have like sport mode and eco mode and things like that. Tesla doesn't really have that as far as I know, or at least in the car that I drive. But the overall point here is that the tests being performed need to be a little bit closer to what reality is. In my opinion, nothing really changes here except for the number that the consumer sees before they purchase the car. Like once you own one of these cars, it doesn't matter if it's a Bolt, a Tesla, or whatever, you know what that car will do in the area that you live in. If you live in a colder climate, you're going to find out what your range looks like, you know, in the wintertime. In the summertime, I can tell you I got my car at the end of May. And I was a little worried about the overall range that I was getting because I was like, man, this is really small compared to what I thought it was going to be. But in reality, once it cooled off, my range went to where I thought it should be. So the bottom line here is that Tesla's numbers are going to be a little less optimistic than they were just a few weeks ago. Moving on, Tesla launched the Model 3 Highland. The refreshed Model 3 has made it here to the United States. It features all new premium interior, which include ventilated seats, ambient lighting, a quieter ride because of the acoustic glass. The touchscreen is 15.4 inches up front, which I think is the same. Let me know if that changed. And in the back, they have an 8-inch screen for the passengers in the back, which is great. It's got a better sound system. We're looking at 272 miles for the rear-wheel drive version of this car, which will start at $38,990. For the long range, we're looking at 341 miles and will cost $45,990. There was no information on the performance model.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right. That's all the news that I had. I told you it wasn't a lot.
Let's go ahead and move on to our first of our three clips from Allison and Steve Sheridan. First up, we're going to hear about an outboard motor that has a special function that no other outboard motor, to the best of my knowledge, has. So here's Allison to tell us more about the Kaihei pod.
We see a lot of things with electric motors, but what I haven't seen before is an electric motor for a powerboat. So what we're in the Kaihei booth here with Christian Ollier to talk about the first multifunction electric outboard motor. And that's a crazy concept. We're going to describe this, but tell us first, what are you building here?
First of all, we wanted something pure and electric. Okay, it was the first idea. We want to participate to the decarbonization. So we designed and created electric motor for boats, 100% electric. 100% with a new generation of battery. It's an eco-friendly battery. It means I changed my word.
Yeah, that's good. Let me describe this for the audience while we're talking. This looks like a little white torpedo. It's really cool looking. He's taken the nose cone off of it. Go ahead and pull it out.
Yeah, it's the best shape is a torpedo. Yeah, of course. It's aerodynamic. And when I talk about electric, is no odor, no carbon reject, and our battery is a new generation one. It means you can repair it, and you can recycle it.
Oh, good, good.
For example, this prototype uses absolutely second life cell, only second life cells.
Okay.
Which is very important for the recyclability.
Oh, gotcha.
And we spoke about multifunction because we first started by a boat motor. You can switch immediately in a few seconds in a snorkeling underwater scooter.
So let me describe this. So he's got what looks like a more traditional. It's a torpedo with a propeller on the end.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it's the same unit, but now it's got handles on it and a GoPro mount, so you can be snorkeling and
with this kind of accessories,
pulling you forward.
You shift it immediately in an underwater scooter. And you can do the same with this one.
All right, you hold this here. I'm going to pick up the third one. Yeah. So this is the same unit. I'm holding another torpedo. It's pretty heavy, but it's got a mount on it. What is that? What is that for?
9.9 pounds.
I'm just really weak.
Out.
So what's this mount? So we have the traditional motor for the boat, electric motor, the scooter.
Underwater scooter.
And what is the third use?
For stand-up paddle kayak.
Okay.
Propeller.
I might be able to stay up on something if it was actually moving forward. with a motor on it.
Yeah.
That might work. Okay, so he's going to actually turn it on for the video audience here.
Yeah.
Let's turn it on. Ooh. Oh, wow. That's pretty quiet.
Yeah, that's quiet. No odor.
That's right.
Noise.
No gas. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, it's getting heavy, Christian. I got to set this down and turn it off there. Okay, make it stop. Make it stop. Oh, there we go. Oh, he turned it back on again. There, I got the audio in the right place. Okay, so this is really cool. So the single unit can do this. How far can you go, or how long can you go on a motorboat with the electric motor?
Yeah, it depends on the use and on the craft. For example, on a classic boat, you can use it for 1 hour. We prefer saying 1 hour. It's 1 hour and a half, but 1 hour with a classic boat, 3 hours, and six.
3 hours as a snorkeling scooter.
Snorkeling scooter, and 6 hours more with stand-up paddle and kayak.
Oh, very, very cool. So when is this going to be available in the United States?
May 24.
Oh, May 2024. And what's your price point on this?
$1,500.
Dollars. That's actually not bad for this. This is really cool. I mean, you could get a couple of those on a powerboat, right? Could you do two of these, two of the electric motors?
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Add up two. Go faster. All right.
Go faster and longer.
All right. And what is the website to find the Kahe?
Kahe.com.
Kahe.com. Actually, you said another name last time.
KaheNautic.com.
KaheNautic.com. We will definitely write this down and have it in the notes below. Thank you so much. Really appreciate
you. You're
your
welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So I did a little bit of shopping around. And for an underwater scooter, you're looking at about $500. For a basic outboard motor, new, not electric, you're looking for right around $900. Maybe you might be able to find it a little bit cheaper. So this isn't priced too off of where it should be. One of the things that I'm concerned about is, let's say you're snorkeling or scuba diving. I would assume you could use this for scuba diving. I'm not sure the max depth that you can go. But here's my problem. And it's not a problem with the product, the Kahe. It's a problem with me. So how I foresee myself using this, if I lived in an area that had actual water, and who knows, if California might fall into the ocean someday, and I might, fingers crossed. But the thing that concerns me the most is that if I was to use this, I would have it attached to my boat or my kayak. I would use it to get to where I'm going, and then I would disconnect it, and I'd make it into my little sea scooter, and I would have a great time cruising around the water because I'm a scuba diver. I love being in the ocean. I hate being on the beach, but I love being in the ocean, hanging out with all the sea life. It's meditative, right? So I could foresee myself cruising around with this little scooter and not paying attention and using up most, if not all, of the power. And then I would have to manually, like a caveman, manually paddle my butt back to shore. That's a problem. I need an indicator on the Kahe that says, hey, it took you this much power to get out here. It's probably going to take you this much plus a little buffer to get back. You have X amount of time, to use this as your sea scooter. That's the only way it's going to work for me. Otherwise, I might be lost at sea. Next up, Allison is going to talk to the CEO and founder of iSpex, a mobile charger.
I'm here again on behalf of the Kilowatt Podcast as well as the No Silicast Podcast. We are in the iSpex booth, and we've got some really interesting large mobile chargers that are going to save us from maybe problems on the road and getting to places that maybe don't have a built-out infrastructure. Is that correct?
Exactly.
And so what's your name, sir?
My name is Paul. I'm the founder and CEO of iSpex.
Okay, great. So tell us what we're standing in front of. We've got two giant units here that are almost as tall as you and I are.
Yes. These are two different types of mobile chargers. This one is 50 kilowatt hours. That one is 184 kilowatt hours. So that's the capacity. or both of these, you know, can power a car in a DC fast charging. So it's not like the home charger or AC charger. These are DC, the faster charger.
Okay, so what's the speed in kilowatts?
This one can charge a regular Tesla in like 40, 50 minutes. That one is like take 30, 40 minutes.
So hang on, it says DC 20 kilowatts. So that would be about 70 mile of range in an hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the bigger one to the other side would be
that's
what's
a 50 kilowatt.
50 kilowatt.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is the idea that maybe a AAA has one of these on their truck and they bring it to me, or is it for a different environment than that?
There will be many, many different applications. AAA, emergency, and also this can be also backup power besides the charging functions. So for all the convenience store, for all the hospitality buildings, bigger, larger facilities, if they don't have the existing infrastructure, they can use this, move this to the destination to charge the cars over there. So you don't have to, you know, start any new infrastructure for the place that you want to charge your car.
So I didn't even mention these things are on wheels, which is the mobile part of it, right?
Exactly.
So are these out in the market today, or have you got a predicted date when they're going to be coming out?
Yeah, I think we're going to get this certified in next few months. So then we will start putting this on the market. This is the working prototype.
Okay. So we're looking, and when you say that this year, is that going to be in the United States?
Yes. Then you get UL certified.
Great. Yeah, that would be important. We would like that UL certification.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Anything else you want to tell us about iSpecs?
Yeah, I think iSpecs is a company started from combining energy storage with charging functions. So we come from the energy storage business, and then now we also have a very wide range of the charging products, from AC charger to DC faster charger, and also to the large display for the commercials. So we have a very, very large product lines.
I see. And I noticed that these also have CCS chargers and NACS chargers on them.
Yes, both CCS and NX.
Okay, very, very good. If people want to learn more about iSpecs, where would they go?
They can go to our website. That's the easiest way to find the person that get in touch. And also, we are setting up distribution channels in the entire North America.
All right, and that's AISPEX.com?
Yes, okay. AISPEX.com.
Very good. Thank you, Paul, and good luck to you. I like this idea.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I think this is a really interesting idea. Allison mentioned that the chargers themselves were almost as tall as her and the founder and CEO. I'm blanking on his name at the moment. And they are. They're tall. They're big. They're on casters. They're on wheels, so they can be moved around from place to place to place. But they're not small. They're pretty big. I really like that this is an option for a place that maybe they're at their limit for service and they don't want to, or they can't afford to upgrade to something bigger, because it does get quite a bit more expensive the when you are operating at a commercial level. It's not cheap at a residential level, and it's significantly more expensive at a commercial level. So I get why somebody would want to buy this. My best guess is this would probably cost starting around $20,000 based on the size battery that he quoted. I could be wrong on that. It might be a little bit more, might be a little bit less. I would like to know what the price difference is if let's say a hotel was going to put in service for 5 level 2 chargers versus one of these things. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say here is I think it solves a problem. I don't know how many people need this specific problem solved. I can see putting it in a tow truck and somebody is low on a charge. And we're going to hear about Chris Ashley having this problem on Friday when he was towing a trailer from North Carolina back to his home in Maryland. I could see that kind of thing being a benefit. I don't know. I love this idea. I don't foresee it being for the vast majority of customers, being, commercial customers who want to have some type of charging option at their location, whether that be a hotel, a convenience store, a mechanic shop. I mean, I don't know, pick it. I just don't see that being a huge need outside of a handful of situations. Now, I might be wrong here, and this is where I'm going to ask you to email me, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918digital.com, and let me know if you have if you live in a place where you're like, no, this would be great for this situation, or if you just have an idea that where I'm wrong. What am I missing? Send me an email. I would really appreciate it. Other than, don't send me an email saying, well, it costs a lot of money to upgrade the electrical panel. I get that. We could be talking in the hundreds of thousands, if not the high tens of thousands of dollars for that. I totally get that part of it. It seems to me like you're going to be able to charge one car off of this, and then you're going to need to take it back somewhere and recharge it. Like how many of these things do you actually need? And where are you going to store them while one or two of them are charging and then you're charging somebody's car? Like if you don't have the electrical capacity to DC fast charge your charger, how in the world are you going to keep up with demand? I have no idea. I'm trying to wrap my mind around it. I love that they're doing it. Don't get me wrong. I would not invest in this company. But I love that this is something that they're doing. I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic that you could use it to power your home or your business. Also awesome. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's go ahead and move into our final clip, which is VinFast. Many of you know, I love VinFast. They're a Vietnamese company. I think they're doing really cool things with their vehicles. I think they're overpriced for the features that you get. But in general, I love that a company from Vietnam came to the United States and like, we're going to try and break into this market. And, you know, they're not knocking it out of the park right now, but they're making inroads. It's a slow process. So I'm hoping VinFast ends up being like a Honda from, you know, back in the 70s and early 80s, or a Kia or a Hyundai. I'm hoping they're able to break into the market. So let's hear what VinFast is up to.
I'm in the VinFast booth, which is a Vietnamese company, and I'm representing the Kilowatt podcast, but I also do the No Silicast podcast over at podfeet.com. This is the VF8, which is a full-size SUV. It's a five-seater, and it's got a range of 250 to 280 miles. It's available in the U.S. today, came out in March of 2023. This comes in two trims. It comes in the Eco and the Plus. The Eco, the Plus is the fully loaded version, and it's got starts at a price point of $46,000 on the Eco, and the Plus is $51,800. So this is a vehicle that you might want to take a look at that's available today, all electric, so it's our kind of car. Now, if you'd like a bigger SUV, this is the seven-seater VF9. This is going to be coming to the United States in the first quarter of 2024, so just around the corner. This also comes in an Eco and a Plus version, and the Eco starts at $79,800, is approximately, that's when they're looking for, and the Plus comes in at $85,000. The range is above 300 miles, so that's a good, healthy range. Again, it's a seven-seater, full-size SUV coming to the United States first quarter of 2024 from VinFast. I'm sitting inside the VF9 right now, but the display and the controls that you see here are the same in the VF8 as well. It has lane assist and speed control, as you can see on this display right here. And you get to it with this little button I'm pointing at right there. But I can also go into drive mode and show you that it's got driving styles of eco, normal, and sport mode. It's got that awful creep mode that I don't know why anybody wants to turn on, but if you're used to a gas vehicle, maybe you'd like it. And we also have an option of low or high regenerative braking. Like I said, this is available on both of the models that we've looked at today, and this is a giant, beautiful screen. I'm really, really happy with how this looks. So if you're looking for full self-driving, it's not here yet. This does work the driving modes. Lane assist works on the freeway only. It won't change lanes for you and it won't navigate, but it will keep you safely in the lane and keep you from hitting the car in front of you. In theory, we all hope that works. Thank you very much for the rest of the VF9. All right, now if we want to look to the future for VinFast, We have the VF3 behind me, and this is a very small, compact, four-seater vehicle that's targeted for 2025. They're looking to bring this in at around $20,000 U.S. If they can hit that price point, that is an incredible price. And it's going to be just a small commuter car, so it's 125 miles that you could go on for, like I said, for just the commuter vehicle. Again, we're looking at 2025 for the VF3. Now, it wouldn't be CES if it wasn't a chance to look at a purely concept car. This is the VinFast WILD, the Wild, which is a big truck with it's four-seater, and I've got displays all over the place. Got a beautiful display in front for me, but there's displays in the back seat. And we've got a full glass roof kind of going up over here. And this is, like I said, it's a concept car. Maybe we're looking at 2025 to see the VinFast Wild come to fruition.
I am really fascinated with the VinFast Wild pickup truck. From what I understand, it's about the size of a Toyota Tacoma. And there are so many people, I work with a lot of them, who love their Toyota Tacomas. I won't say anything negative about Toyota right here, because again, I don't hate the brand. I just not fond of the people who own Toyotas. Based on my experience, I feel like I'm throwing a lot of shade on this episode. But anyway, the Tacoma's fine. The Tundra is also great. I don't want to... I don't want to get myself in a situation where I have to defend myself against Toyota owners. Anyway, moving on. I do think that the Wild is an interesting product. I've never been to Vietnam, but I have been to Thailand several times in my adult life. And I don't know that a pickup truck the size of a Toyota Tacoma would do great in Vietnam. So it leads me to believe that maybe this is more geared toward the U.S. market. I could be wrong, again, because I've never been to Vietnam, but I'm going to guess that the cities in Vietnam are set up in this similar way that the cities in Thailand are, in that you could definitely have a pickup truck. Having something bigger than a certain size is probably impractical. Most of the pickup trucks that I saw when I was in Thailand were much smaller. Like, the cars are a little bit smaller just in general, because if you're trying to get through Bangkok, and I don't know how many people have actually, you know, been a passenger. I've never driven in Bangkok, but I've been a passenger plenty of times, and it can be terrifying. There's lots of stuff going on, and everybody else seems to know what they're doing. I wouldn't. I could imagine doing this in a truck. I know that the police, they had police officers. Some of the police officers had very small pickup trucks that they used. The fire trucks were like a third of the size of the truck that I drive around. Just based on all that, it leads me to believe that this is for the North American market. The other thing that I was really interested in is the VF3, which is a small SUV electric vehicle from VinFast. Doesn't have much range. I think it was about 120 miles. Allison mentioned it was more for commuters. But I think this is a really interesting car, and it will come in around $20,000. And I should mention that it's coming to the U.S., so I wouldn't be surprised if there were folks out there who just need a vehicle for commuting, and it's going to be under the 125 miles that they have for range, and they buy this vehicle, because it's going to be a good vehicle for $20,000. Is it going to be a stellar vehicle for $20,000? Absolutely not. But I really believe it's going to be a good vehicle for $20,000. One of the things that I thought was really funny when Allison and Steve were in the VinFast booth is that nobody wanted to talk to them on camera. Nobody wanted to be interviewed, but they were very happy to feed them information about, you know, the cars. And then while Allison was recording her segment, this is so funny, and I can't even imagine why somebody would do this, but while Allison was recording her segment, when she would get done, one of the VinFast representatives, she was like, "Oh no, that was bad. You made too many mistakes. Do it again." And Allison, being very polite and professional, and she said, you know, there was some mistakes. She did do it again. But then the representative said again, "Nope, do it again." And Allison said, and I love this so much. Allison said, "Sweetie, I don't work for you, and I'm not in marketing. I'm not going to do it again." And the lady just left her alone after that. But what makes you think you can give somebody demands on the content that they're creating, granted for me and for Allison's show, but they're not making content for you. They don't work for you. Anyway, I found the VinFast people when I was there last year to be super delightful. And I'm sure this person that Allison was talking to was also delightful. I have nothing bad to say about the people working in the booth when I met them. And I don't think Allison does, based on the conversations that I've had with her. But it was just really funny. But I will say that when I was interviewing the VinFast representative last year, this guy was so awesome. Like he was so much fun to talk to just off mic. But when he was talking to me, he said, "Oh, I should not have told you that. Can you please delete that out?" Like he told me before VinFast had announced that they weren't going to do a battery subscription model anymore because they were having some problems getting that up and running here in the United States. And also they didn't think the US market would go for the battery subscriptions. He told me that before VinFast had announced it. And that was one of the things that I cut out because I'm trying to be respectful and I don't want this person to lose their job. But I wonder if the people at VinFast, based on some of the other interviews, not mine, my podcast is not big enough to move a needle, but based on some of the other interviews that got out last year, they're like, nah, we got to stay more on message with this. I will leave you with a couple bits of VinFast news. VinFast is going to start opening dealerships. They have one in North Carolina that's already opened. And then there's going to be one in New York. There's two planned for Texas, Fort Worth and Grapevine, and one for Wichita, Kansas. And then, of course, they have their factory that they're building in North Carolina. So VinFast is definitely making inroads or making moves to be a player here in the United States. It remains to be seen if they will actually be able to crack the market, but I love that they're trying. All right, everybody, that is it for me this week. I want to say thank you to Steve and Allison for letting this be a 33 to 34 minute podcast rather than a 6 minute podcast. So thank you to Steve and Allison for creating that content. Again, go to podfeet.com. Everything good begins with podfeet.com. Read Allison's articles, watch the YouTube videos, and then subscribe to NoSillaCast. You're going to love it. We do have some more content coming from Allison. Like I said, they got 34 interviews. And as they're going through and they are editing this stuff, they're like, "Hey, do you want this? Do you want this?" Which is so nice. And I'm taking all of it. I'm like, "Yes, I'll take everything you got." So we should be hearing some more from Allison and Steve in maybe not next episode, but maybe the next couple of weeks. I don't want to rush anybody because I do know that it takes a lot of work to edit and get that stuff out. And I'm not doing any of it. So I will sit and politely fold my hands and wait patiently. All right, everybody. That is it for me this week. If you want to email me, it's Bodie, B-O-D-I-E at 918digital.com. And you can find me on X at 918digital. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. If you're here in the United States, I hope your 3-day weekend was super relaxing before you went into a busy week. And again, thank you to Allison and Steve and Chris Ashley. Here's what I was able to do this week, or what I am able to get done this week, that I may not have been able to get done if I had not been generously gifted with this content. I have gotten done some editing for my other podcast. I was able to hang out with my kids a little bit. Yes, last night before bed, I was in class on Sunday and Monday, which was very long and very draining. But I was like, I don't have to worry about creating content for the next day. So I can actually just hang out with my kids when I was done with class. I should have been studying. I don't know if I passed my tests or not. We'll find out in the coming weeks. But I do appreciate that I was able to have this extra time to catch up. So thank you, thank you, thank you again.
Remember, everything good begins with Podfeet. BetterHelp.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.